Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, tonight is the night. Suns Timberwolves game two in their best of seven Western Conference playoff series. Suns trying to knot things up at one apiece after getting blasted by 25 points in game one on Saturday. Grayson Allen, who left the series opener on Saturday with a sprained right ankle, limited participant in practice on Monday, currently listed as questionable for tonight's game. T-Wolves forward Kyle Anderson left early in game one with a right hip pointer. He's also questionable for tonight. Tip-off, 4:30 Arizona time. Pre-game coverage gets rolling with Tim Ring at 3:30 here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
And so far to this point, NBA playoffs road teams are now 0-11.
This is correct. Quite the trend. Thought we were going to get a couple to break
through
last night.
Quite the turnaround from the regular season when this stuff doesn't matter,
yes.
You know?
Home court advantage.
Right.
Yeah. The league finalized the 2024 draft order, by the way, and after applying all the tiebreakers, the Suns will have the 22nd overall selection in the first round until they trade it. Interestingly, the Suns have not used a first-round pick since 2020 when they took Jalen Smith out of Maryland with the 10th overall pick instead of Iowa State guard Tyrese Halliburton.
No. Look, jury's still out.
They don't like him.
They don't want him. They don't like him. Look, they don't like him.
Tyrese Halliburton, part of the Olympic team.
Oh, boy.
Jury is still out. Let it play out.
This draft is June 26th and 27th. Now a two-day affair at Barclays Center in New York City. In Brooklyn, I should say. Last night in the NBA, Cleveland put the clamps on Orlando 96-86 to take a 2-0 series lead. This series has been about as unwatchable as it appeared to be on paper. The Magic are shooting 34% from the floor for the series.
Ugh. Yeah, I agree.
After that game got out of the way, we actually got great postseason theater. Dante DiVincenzo hit a three with 13 seconds left to give the Knicks a lead. Joel Embiid missed a shot at the buzzer for the tie. New York hangs on for a 104-101 win over the Philadelphia 76ers in game two at Madison Square Garden. Knicks lead that series 2-0. In Denver, the Nuggets trailed by as many as 20. They trailed the Lakers by 10 entering the fourth quarter, but came back. They tied the game on three occasions in the last minute 15, and they win it on Jamal Murray's 16-foot jumper over Anthony Davis at the buzzer. Denver wins 101-99, and the defending champs are up 2-0 in that series.
Yeah, LeBron James, Jared's greatest of all time, missing a wide-open three that probably would have won the game for the Lakers.
Just saying.
I mean, I don't recall Michael Jordan ever losing a 20-point lead in a playoff game. I'm just saying.
I made a lot of playoff games when he was 39 years old.
No, listen.
Made a lot of playoff games with the Wizards. a lot of big shots, big moments.
That's another thing.
Later in his career.
Another thing Jordan had on top of LeBron. He knew when to go away.
Three times.
He knew when to go away.
Whenever things got hard, yeah, he knew how to retire.
Again, die on that hill, Jared. It's okay. Go ahead.
I'm just the only thing working in my favor is the passage of time.
Mm-hmm.
And as we become further away from Michael Jordan, I think that the younger generation who grew up with LeBron will be in my favor.
I think you're right. It's 20 years from now, Anthony Edwards is the greatest of all time. He's better than LeBron.
Yep. Oh, no. How about...
Still that's a joke. That's I'm being very facetious.
I'll still say this. Nobody ever got mugged for a pair of LeBron shoes. Tonight...
I see?
In addition,
look, top that, ferret!
Tonight, in addition to Suns, Wolves, there's two other NBA playoff games on tap. Milwaukee hosting Indiana in Game 2. 5:30 on NBA TV. The Bucks lead that series 1-0. And the nightcap is in L.A. where the Clippers will host the Mavericks in Game 2. That game gets underway at 7 on TNT. Tough one last night for the D-backs. They dropped the first of a three-game series in St. Louis, 5-3 to the Cardinals. D-backs led 3-0 after five innings. Brandon Fott, who had been perfect through four, ran into trouble in the sixth. He walked the bases loaded. Lars Nootbaar delivered a two-run single. Man, that guy kills the Diamondbacks.
Yes, he does.
Paul Goldschmidt tied things up at 3-3 with a solo home run off of Scott McGuff in the ninth. Torey Lovello turned to Kyle Nelson with a runner on first to face Nolan Gorman. He jacked a two-run homer to right center on the first pitch Nelson threw to walk it off for the Cardinals. Game two of that three-game set tonight at Busch Stadium. Tommy Henry's back. He'll throw for the D-backs against lefty Steven Matz. 4:45 first pitch, 4 o'clock pregame on ESPN 620 in the Arizona Sports app. Looks like at this point, right-hander Merrill Kelly is headed for the injured list after he was scratched from his start on Sunday due to shoulder discomfort. Elsewhere, closer Paul Sewald inching closer to return. He'll be on the mound for the Reno Aces tonight in relief in the Pacific Coast League. Sewald has not appeared in a big league game this year. He started the season on the injured list with a grade 2 left oblique strain. Trade going down 3 days before the NFL draft. The New York Jets were unable to unload quarterback Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos. Jets sending Wilson and a 7th-round pick, number 256 overall, to the Mile High City in exchange for a 6th-round pick, number 203 overall. The teams will each pay $2.75 million of Wilson's $5.5 million salary. He was the number 2 overall pick of the Jets out of BYU in 2021, struggled mightily ever since. In that time frame, Bick, there are 27 NFL quarterbacks who have thrown at least 900 passes. Wilson has the lowest passer rating of all of them by 10 full points. Justin Fields is one spot ahead of him and is 10 points better.
That's the unlike a Josh Rosen, Zach Wilson has had lots of opportunity also to show what he could do.
Started 33 games. Quarterback Matt Ryan officially announced his retirement from the NFL, although did he really need to after he spent all last year in the broadcast booth for CBS? Ryan played 15 seasons in the league, mostly with the Atlanta Falcons. 62,792 passing yards, 381 touchdown passes, both top 10 all time. And he was the 2016 MVP. And another ASU football player hitting the transfer portal. This time it's cornerback Ed Woods taking head coach Kenny Dillingham by surprise. Woods has appeared in 32 games for the Sun Devils since 2020. Last week it was quarterback Jaden Rashada and wide receiver Elijah Badger announcing they were transferring. And man, my love for college athletics grows every day.
Oh, yeah, how about it? To see the headline that with their recent sanctions, ASU is now the most penalized school in history.
That's right, baby.
Number one, baby.
Number one in innovation. Number one in NCAA sanctions. Got to be number one in something.
Got to be, right?
If you're not number one, you're number two.
Coming up, 11.
There's your splash for Tuesday, April 23rd.